The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And you're welcome back to The Last Word on Today FM. It's Carl Dieter sitting in for Matt Cooper. Now, today in the Dáil, the Healy Rays called for deer to be culled in Kerry. Danny Healy Ray was asking for the army to be deployed in Kerry because the deer have taken over the roads. I'm joined now by Michael Healy Ray, an independent TD for Kerry, and John Carmody of the Animal Rights Action Network. Michael, I'm going to start with you. I remember when I was a child watching Bambi and crying at the end of it as Bambi's mother was shot by the hunter. And do you want to kill all the Bambi's ma's now?
Well, you see, Carol, this is obviously a very emotive issue, but you have to be cruel sometimes to be kind. For instance, I've seen situations where deer have been completely suffering from malnutrition, starving, diseased.
Are you telling me that in the green, glorious hills of the Kingdom of Kerry, there's not enough food for these deer?
No, I'm telling you, I've seen this to happen on islands. For instance, in Inishfikeland, there had to be a major cull of deer. Because quite simply there were too many of them. Now, in what I would call the Killarney Valley, we have a serious problem. We had an excellent forester many years ago who was very proactive in dealing with this issue. And literally every week there was a cull of deer taking place. In other words, he was keeping the figures, the numbers in check. But in recent years, there has been nothing but a tokenism call every now and then. And to be honest with you, it was in reaction to programs like yourself reporting on people like myself who have continuously sought to have the figures reduced. And I must explain to you the problem we have. And when you have people, for instance, saying, oh, well, this is cruel to talk about shooting deer. Well, remember, it is cruel also to think that there are families who don't have their loved relatives with them because of accidents that have taken place as a direct result of deer being out on the roads.
I'd like to bring John Carmody in on that because, John, I have a little brother who lives in Arkansas and his wife hit a deer and it wrote the car off and she went off the road. Now, thankfully, she was fine. But it's no laughing matter when you hit an animal of that size and people can die. I mean, would a responsibly run cull be the right way to deal with this?
Hi, Carla. Thanks for having me on. I think we need to cut through the nonsense here that's coming from Mr. Healy Ray. With the exception, Carla, and I'm sorry to hear about the tragedy that happened there. But what I would say to you is that outside of that, okay, we're not dealing of a case of Deermageddon here where people are literally asked to stay indoors, close their curtains and their blinds and hide under their coffee table for fear that deer are going to overrun our cities and our streets. That's not the case. I just read today that Kerry and Killarney was voted one of the top places in Ireland to send tourists, and the Irish Tourism Board send tens of thousands of people down to Killarney every year, and they do it because one of the things that draws people to Killarney is to see these magnificent creatures, which is the deer. Now, any one of those tourists would be horrified to learn that these animals are going to be gunned down, most often in front of their own family members, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, or their sisters.
Yeah, that's like the Bambi moment.
If I can say this as well, Carol, we got to remember that killing these animals, and we should know from previous experiences that it does nothing at all to solve the problem of animal overpopulation. That's if that is actually even happening.
Well, how do you solve that problem? They have no natural predator, so who's going to go? I mean, are we looking to pump the foxes full of steroids so they can take them down like a wolf?
No, we have to stop. I mean, it's very lazy and a kind of a short-sighted a mindset to have that we can kill these animals and that it somewhat sorts them out. What happens naturally with animal selection is that the weak die and the strong survive. But what's even more disturbing is this. I find it really hard to believe that the people of Kerry are putting their trust and their faith into these politicians when it comes to making important decisions and coming up with solutions to eradicate homelessness and to try sort out our hospital crisis, for instance. And yes, we have got one of them on the radio right now, and they're coming up with this hideous solution of bringing the army in to take these animals out.
What would you say to that, Michael? Michael, you just heard there, the weak die and the strong survive. That goes for deer, it goes for Kerry TDs. What do you say?
Well, first of all, Carol, it's very hard to have an intelligent conversation with a person who doesn't really know what he's talking about. And when you hear a person coming on the radio criticising the electorate of Kerry for electing who they wish to have representing them, I would inform John that that is called democracy. Any time that he might wish to partake of it and try and get elected himself, he'd be more than welcome to try it and see how he'd get on. But where I come from, people can go before the electorate. If the people wish to have a person as their representative, they can do that. And John doesn't have the right to come on saying, well, that's wrong, or that they pick the wrong person. It is up to the people to vote for whoever they wish. Now, can I just say one thing about what John said about, you know, the deal?
Michael, I'd like to get on to what you said. I believe that you support the idea of the army going in. We know that obviously you agree with the deer being culled, John doesn't. Yeah. But if why would you call in the army? Why don't you sell off hunting licences so you can make it recreational and bring in more tourism?
Well, you see, first of all, the situation is right now that the figures are out of control. John doesn't realise this, but they are. In the past, our deer population, they were staying in higher ground. They didn't have to come down to where people are. Deer, of their nature, they want to stay away from people. But now we have situations that are coming out onto our roads. Yes, they have caused tragic accidents. John is making a nonsense of this whole thing by some of the statements he has made. If he was the parent of a young person who we have had in the Killarney area, people that were killed in their cars because of deer coming out onto the road, well, he certainly wouldn't call this a nonsensical suggestion
And also, talk about solutions, though. Yes, you could give out lamping licences for a certain amount of time so that people could kill them in their droves. Why would you not make it, again, into something that brings in tourism?
Because you have to have a responsible cull. It is not everybody who is trained and suitably qualified to carry out what I would call a humane cull of the deer. It would be good for the deer to reduce their numbers, because then they would go back up to their natural habitats, which is not in, for instance, green ground around housing estates, which is where they are going now, down the Ross Road. Any time of the day or night, you can see deer in a place where they shouldn't be, where they don't want to be, but they are coming down there now for grass, and they're crossing our roads, and it is causing a major danger and an upset. They're breaking fences, and yes, they're a lovely animal to look at, and I, as much as anybody, feel bad about this, but at the same time, it is something sensible that it was always carried out responsibly in the past.
Okay,
and the
I'm going to briefly give the last word to John Carmody from Animal Rights Action Network. John?
Carol, you know, these animals don't have the benefit of going to sex education courses, and we know they can't use condoms. But gunning these animals down and taking them out whilst their family members are watching on is horrific, and it's irresponsible. There's always humane solutions, and I think that by neutering animals will help prevent the reported problem of animal population crisis. But look, we've got enough problems in society. We've got enough indifference, enough bitterness, and enough divide. The last thing we need is more violence. And this time when it comes to our wildlife. So just lay off of them and come up with some humane solutions is what I would say.
I'd like to thank both my guests. That was Michael Healy-Ray, an independent TD for Kerry, and John Carmody from the Animal Rights Action Network.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.